friends. Welcome to Bungo for Two. My name is Sven. Probably you know me as Paper Tokami from Instagram. And I'm here for the very first episode of this podcast with my dear friend.
I'm Sarah. You probably don't know me from Instagram. My name is kakukoto.s. And yeah, we decided to do a little podcast about stationery.
And our addiction to stationery.
Actually, I wrote in our little excerpt that it's about stationery and life with stationery.
Yes, life with stationery and all the new things we see on the stationery market international, because both of us are very interested in Japanese stationery. And we do a lot of research inside the stationery on the Japanese side.
Yeah, research is a really nice word.
Yes, it's all for the research.
Not because we want to spend all our money on it or something.
No, probably not. So yeah, this is our first episode. Please excuse the brain damage. We will accuse you. But yeah, we decided to start a podcast and we're both from Germany.
I used to follow Sven on Instagram first before we met in person. And we met in person totally by accident.
And she's yelling at me.
I just wanted to say, I love it when you tell the story because I did not find it as bad as you always tell it.
When we first met, it was in the middle of the pandemic, I guess. It's a long time ago.
I think it was 2020.
Yeah, it was 2020. And Sarah worked in a Japanese bookshop in Düsseldorf. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know that fact that Düsseldorf is the biggest Japanese community outside of Japan. And so there are many different shops.
In Europe, they are the biggest community in Europe.
And one day I decided to go shopping in this particular bookshop and I totally forgot about to wear a mask because of German laws. You had to put on a mask when you enter a store or shop or restaurant. And I totally forgot about it. And yeah, she was yelling at me, put on your mask!
Because I had to yell it to the other 20 customers that were before you as well.
And I was, oh my God, sorry. And of course I put on my mask. I go into the store and Sarah asked me, oh my God, is this the superior labor bag?
Because I had never seen one in person.
And I was, yes, it is. And after that, she asked me, are you my plants a mess? This was my name before Paper Tokami on Instagram. And yeah, so we met.
By accident.
Long story short.
Yeah. We did not plan on meeting.
No, that's right. And since then we are friends and we meet for nice Japanese dinners. And we have a little journal jam every Friday night with two other friends of us. And so Sarah and I decided to start a podcast to talk.
I love how you say we decided to start a podcast when you went, we should maybe start a podcast.
Yeah, but I knew that you were the right person for that.
Because we are both crazy.
About stationery?
No, we're not crazy in general. Not at all.
Yeah, that's it. This is the end.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See you next time. No, the topic of this first episode is our current lineup and on our journals. And yeah, Sarah, do you want to start to introduce us your current lineup?
My current lineup? You mean the things that I'm actually using or the things that I bought for this year?
Both.
Both, okay.
Start with the things you use.
The things I'm actually
using. Oh, no. Start with the things you bought for 2024.
So you want to make this an extra long episode?
Sorry, guys.
Because you've been to Japan in the end of October, beginning of November, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2023.
And when Sven went to Japan, he brought with him a lot of stuff for me as well, which was very nice of him.
So, if you missed my Instagram stories, I bought an extra luggage just to transport stationery to Germany. And Swissair put on a tag with the words, not okay. Maybe it was too heavy.
No, I think there was just too many papers inside and they couldn't scan it properly.
Yes. Maybe that's right.
And when they opened it up, they were totally shocked because there was so much paper inside with nothing written on it. Anyway, Sven brought with him because he wanted to buy some of the... No, he got me the extras at the Kurashiki store. Was it the Kurashiki
store? From Superior Labor.
Yeah. The little dragon tag that is special for this year. So I received the passport monthly that I had already pre-ordered in Japan in September. And the passport weekly, the horizontal one, which I still haven't used. Then I also got the vertical weekly in the regular size that I have since sold.
Did you order something from PaperTest or what's the other brand with the Tomoe River paper inserts for the Traveler's Notebook? Sterling Ink.
Yeah. We talked about that in the journal term, actually. But I forgot about that because I've sold every single item that I pre-ordered. I pre-ordered the A6. Also in the vertical weekly, but as two books. And the great thing is that the woman I sold it on to, she also sold it on because she did not like the paper. And I pre-ordered the, not the compact version, but also a passport size version of the Sterling Ink. But as I said, I sold all of those. Is there anything else that I pre-ordered? I'm not sure.
I did the same with Sell Everything.
You sold everything by Sterling Ink?
Yes.
Okay.
Because but let's talk about that a little bit later.
I don't know what it is with the Sterling Ink because... Actually, I love the Tomoe River paper. As I said, I'm an avid Hobonichi user, have been ever since 2015. So every year I buy the original A6 in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
They release it in English for the first time this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I think so.
I always get the Japanese version, just out of habit. So this one I'm actually using, but only on and off. You can always tell the days that I'm not well, either mentally or physically, then the pages will be empty. And I was really proud of myself for only getting this one thing from the Hobonichi store this year. Until
stop.
Until
stop.
Sven
That's
happened.
That's not true. So maybe. Okay, Sarah, because Sarah is cutting our podcast for us, maybe you can, we recorded before an episode, but we're not convinced with
our product.
It turned out. but maybe we had this little conversation about weeks planner. Maybe you can cut it inside.
Do you want me to?
Yes, please. Because you will listen to that and you will hear me say, I don't know if I had to buy it. And Sarah, same. And yeah, after we finished the recording, I accidentally bought 2 weeks.
Accidentally with major quotes.
Maybe you know the Instagram reels when a man or a woman slept on the ground and fell on her phone and an app started to a clothing brand and oops.
By the way, you told me, but where did you get the wigs?
On Etsy.
On Etsy even?
I really think I need this sparkle one for myself.
Let's not talk about that because I love the sparkle one.
Let's buy it together and be twinsies.
Oh, I really don't need a week's. I've been buying a week since 2018. And apart from the week's that I used when I worked at the bookstore, which I really used every week, I've never successfully used it for a whole year for planning. I don't know why.
I have the handwrite SIP weeks cover.
In the color no notte? Weeks.
Yes, but no weeks.
Did you... you sold your Moomin one already, right?
Yeah. I had the Moomin one and I sold it. But I think the sparkle is so pretty with the little mouse. Is it a mouse?
Cats?
Yeah, with the...
With the sparkler.
Yeah, right. It's a cat.
I think there's also a cat at the back.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I like it because it sparkles and the black just emphasizes the sparkle even more. And
let me check the Hobonichi page.
They are going to be in stock again mid-December.
I looked on Stilo Estile.
Don't
so if you're from Europe and you want to buy Hobonichi related stuff, I really recommend Stilo Estile because it's very cheap and it's there.
The Japanese version?
Yes, the Japanese version.
Okay, because
and it, no, sorry, receive an alert as soon as it becomes available.
See? I don't think they'll have it available until the Hobonichi store has it in stock again. I think they need to be reprinted.
Baumkuchen.
Oh, Sven.
So, do you need something from Baumkuchen Studio?
I always need something from Baumkuchen.
We all do. Shout out. Oh, the Hobonichi is back to, the Hiroko Kubota Sparkle one is ready to order.
Ready to order.
Yeah, and its shipping date is mid-December.
Yeah, it's the same on the Hobonichi website.
Yeah. Do you need one?
Don't tempt me.
So I can order it right now.
I don't know what I'll use it for.
For decoration.
Yeah, but...
For mindful journaling. Yeah, so should I put two in my bed?
Depends on how much they are.
€27.
But from Baumkuchen.
No, from the Hobonichi website.
Ah, okay.
Let me check out. I check out the Baumkuchen.
Yeah, but the shipping at Baumkuchen is much, much more, I think. Anyway, while you're purchasing, I'll talk about the last thing of my lineup that is actually
sorry
with me.
Stop. You need one too.
If it's the Japanese version, then yes.
From the Hobonichi website.
Yeah.
Okay, I ordered two. Welcome to our life. So maybe you could hear the little story of that week's. So yeah, me happened and I bought this week's. I don't want that week's. And Sarah bought it from me.
Because I really like the week's. I had been using a week since 2018 and this was the first year that I hadn't got any week's. And as I said, then Sven happened. So now I'm a proud owner of a week's that I don't know what to do with.
Oh God. Hopefully my husband will never listen to this podcast.
Well, you can make him not listen.
Yes. The other day he asked me how much my budget is for stationery, and I left the room.
That's a really good answer.
So when we visited the Kurashiki store, it was a lot of money I spent there, but friends of mine, Felix and Wolf, bought something as well. They're not into stationery at all, but they love the craftsmanship from the Superior Labor. And the bill on the end was very, very high. But yeah, it was not... I said to my husband, no, this is all from the special stuff from Felix.
So you paid the whole bill for all three of you?
No, Felix did, because his credit card was on better conditions. Yes.
That says it all. Your husband asked you later in the day what your part of the bill was.
Yeah, and I said, not that much.
So you also didn't give him any specifics?
No. going out of the store with a customization traveler's notebook, with a bag, with a cup and inserts and keychains and stuff. But no, it's not a big amount.
Just some small little items.
Yes, of course.
Nothing for you to worry about.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you talk a lot about money.
I think I have to block Bungo42 on Stefan's Spotify account. Okay, but we'll listen to your lineup, please.
There's two more items. Both of them are from Nolte, surprisingly. Last year, I did not get the Nolte in the Kogata size, so the small little passport size. Yeah, I caved this year and got the leather-bound, gold-edged... with the inscription. Why are you laughing?
Because the bell's ringing so fucking loud. Oh, sorry.
We're getting demonetized, folks.
Yeah, if you can hear the bell ringing, this is totally normal in Germany. The church is ringing the bell for every hour.
Every hour?
Yes.
I thought it was only in the evening.
No, every hour.
Okay.
Starting at, I think, 7 o'clock and ending the concert at 10.
10?
P.M.
Wow. When are people supposed to sleep?
After that.
At 10, wow. I used to live in a very small village where we only had the bell ringing twice a day at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, okay. No, I guess, I think it's time for go to church right now, and it's a very heavy concert right now.
Because it's a Sunday today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. The novelty I got is the 3111. It's also in a passport size, and I intended to carry it with me every day, but now I'm not going anywhere. So I use it for a short memo. And I did not mention how I used the A6 original, I think.
No.
I use it as a journal.
Okay.
As I used it for the past 7 years. And the last thing in my lineup is this chunky boy.
This is a Mansora.
Yeah, that's a Mansora, actually. But it's one of the very plain ones. It doesn't have any pockets or something. Sven is talking about the cover I'm using. Because this is my first ever B6 planner. I've never had a B6 planner.
Oh, it's
before.
A B6, okay.
And of course I had to get a cover. Because I knew that I would use it. Not. So this is the Nolte 2281. As I said, in a B6. And it is a weekly layout mostly. But it has the lower portion of the page or of the spread is just grid pages. So you don't have the horizontal or vertical sections throughout the whole page. And yeah, surprisingly, this is my favorite planner right now.
Really? Yeah. The B6? Oh, crazy.
Not because of the size, but because you don't have these sections and you can just paste in stuff freely, and somehow, yeah, this really helps me. I don't know. It's just a lot of fun.
And it's your whole lineup for 2024.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like I said last time, but I noticed that I don't use more than 3 planners.
Mm.
Like, when I get more than 3 planners, I will get overwhelmed and one of them will fall down. I will not use a 4th planner. No matter how many planners I get, how tempting they are, how new they are, doesn't really matter. I won't use a 4th planner because then I will repeat myself. I will paste the same information more than once.
Hmm.
I don't know how other people do it, but those are not the only notebooks that I use or have, but those are the only 3 planners that I use.
Okay, but what are the notebooks you use? Because I decided for me for 2024 that I don't use a paper planner because I synchronize the no advertisement Apple calendar with my husband. And the last 5 years, I think I repeated myself and I wrote down the schedules from the Apple calendar to my paper calendar. But for 2024, I decided to stop that and use my journals as a journal and not for paper planning this year.
So for appointments, the only thing that I always need is a monthly view. So the typical month on two pages. And this year I'm actually using the passport monthly only because I don't have that many appointments. And I wanted to have a weekly meeting in my household to coordinate the upcoming week. So we would sit together and talk about the upcoming week. But that happened once, maybe twice. So usually it's more like, oh, what's going on with you tomorrow? And then we talk about it. And yeah, okay. We don't have that many appointments, unlike you, I guess.
My husband is very into opera and theater and concerts, and he doesn't use any paper planners, so everything he plans is in his phone, and yeah, it's more comfortable to do the electric way, the digital way this time, not the analog way, but yes, I have four journals in use.
So you gave up on paper planning entirely?
Yeah.
Do you plan to do that next year as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's mid-February and I think I will go back to paper planning in 2025. But yeah, maybe I should talk about my kind of paper planning when I talk about my lineup, because it's not that planning related thing. It's a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to use the weeks for that you sold onto me now. I guess I'm going to make it a craft journal because I also knit and sew sometimes. Right now it's 50-50 and it really depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm more 80% into handicrafts and sometimes I'm 90% into journaling. And right now it's almost 50-50. So I guess I'm going to use the weeks to document my new makes.
That's a very good idea.
So I know when I'll finish a new t-shirt or a new bra or... whatever I want to tackle next. So tell us about your lineup, Sven.
So, yeah, like I said before, my lineup is not a planning lineup. I used to have the GJT show by Baumkuchen Studio last year. And there was kind of planning at a weekly GJT show. I really like the idea of a 5-minute diary. For every day I write things about the day and in the evening. But I had this space where I put down some schedules and appointments and things like that. And on the other hand, I write everything about the day in this section of the day. So it's not that planning at all. It's a mix between a diary and a planner. But I stopped this year in the regular size because I really love passport size traveler's notebooks, but I didn't use them at all the last few years. So I thought about it a long time and I decided last week, so end of January, that I need the passport in my lineup. And yeah, so right now I do the 5-minute journaling in Little My Moomin Passport with the OG Traveler's Factory weekly passport size planner, and I use the sections for daily journaling and keep it as a diary.
We talked.
So this is number one.
We talked about that you're going to use the horizontal weekly in the passport, but do you carry it with you or do you leave it at home?
Do I have to answer this question?
No, you don't have to answer this question. I was just...
People will judge me.
No, this is a judgment-free zone. Maybe we should have mentioned that beforehand. You can use however many planners or journals or notebooks that you want. You can start as many notebooks as you want and then abandon them after a week. Honestly.
Yeah, of course, but you know, I'm self-named Mary Poppins. Because my bag is always so heavy and filled with work-related stuff, like my computer and some chargers and a water bottle and earphones, and that's it for work-related. But
now comes Mary Poppins stuff.
Also, I bring with me a pen case with maybe 4 fountain pens. But not right now, because on my customization Kurashiki Traveler's Notebook, there's a pen loop. So I only bring 1 fountain pen with me right now. But I bring 3 Traveler's Notebooks, 2 standard regular sized ones, and passport one.
Okay.
Just to have them around me.
I used to carry a regular size to work as well, although we were not allowed to take notes. I always brought it with me, even to the workstation. So I guess that's your EDC, the 3 notebooks.
What? Yes, the 3 notebooks are my EDC. Yeah, so... yeah, that's the Little My is only for the diary. There's just one insert inside. It's the first of the year 2024, the first half of the year, and that's it. This is all about the passport sized one, but I have the regular size, standard sized Camel Kurashiki edition.
You can see it on Instagram. It's really pretty.
Yeah, thank you. And there's an insert by Baumkuchen. It's the dot grid craft paper insert for taking notes on the road. And I have my journaling insert inside of that notebook. It's a regular MD paper one. Blank page, and yeah, you know, I glue a lot of photos and write something about that particular day. I pick out a day from my passport sized one and do a whole spread about that day in the big one. This is the idea behind that.
What I wanted to ask for the spread that you do. Do you take pictures particularly for that spread? So if you take a picture, do you already think, yeah, that's a good one for my journal? Or do you pick, like you said, do you pick one of the days that you wrote a 5-minute diary about and then look for a picture?
No. So I do the 5-minute diary every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of photos every day.
Even on a usual day where nothing's happening?
Yes. When I go to dinner or something like that, I take a photo from the food. Or if I see something I think it's really nice on the streets or in shops or something like that, I take a picture, and this picture will be put down to the spread. So I think, I really think, honestly, I take up to 5 to 10 photos every day.
Wow. Your phone storage must just be full.
Yes, it is. So when I go for a walk and I see something, I will remember, I take a picture, or good food, or yeah, stuff like that. So you know my pictures, maybe, and you know the kind of spreads I take. So this is number two. Number three is the standard size Narita edition driver's notebook. I bought it back in 2017, I think, on the Narita airport. And yeah, that's filled with my travel journal from the last trip to Japan. I need to do a lot of in this journal, but yeah, that's in this one. And the newest one.
Wait a second, you carry your travel journal with you to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I'm in work break, I have a lot of time, and I have pre-printed photos and stuff like that, and glue them down in my break.
Okay, you don't eat lunch.
Yeah, beside.
Okay, so you don't have any friends at work?
Yes.
Your only friend is your notebook.
No, but to be honest, I never journaled in my break, because I go for a conversation with colleagues and stuff like that. But I think I romanticize this idea of doing journaling in my work break.
But then again, you commute by train. Do you journal on the train?
No, I listen to podcasts, and in Germany you can listen right now from the Westdeutscher Rundfunk, all of the Moomin.
Yeah, stories.
Moomin stories, yes.
In German.
For free. In German, yes, yeah. In German. And this is the what I do on the train, or read a book, but I don't journal that often. It depends.
You don't want to be the person taking out a notebook on the train. The one person who still uses analog tools. Because when I do that on public transport, people will start looking at you. Like, what's she doing? She has some kind of strange leather notebook, and now she's using a pencil. What the heck is happening? You can always see that in people's faces.
But let me tell you about my latest notebook I started.
Yeah.
It's the new Moomin, the blue Moomin regular size traveler's notebook, and I decided to put there the put inside the accordion fold insert by Traveler's Factory. It's the original one from B-Sides and Rarities, not the new one. And I will do a little bit of cafe and restaurant journaling in that insert. I got my inspiration from My Life Mits at this point. She has published a very cute video about that.
Yeah. I think we should contribute to your insert pretty soon. We need to meet up again and go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it, probably. Four notebooks for four different things.
Yeah, I guess I cheated. I also have more notebooks. But who doesn't, honestly?
But Maybe we will go into a deep dive in your journals on the next episode.
That must be a long episode.
But to our listeners, what do you want to, or what do you want us to talk about? Please let us know by Instagram or our Instagram Bungo42 profile or our private Instagram accounts. Or is there a comment section at Spotify? I don't know that.
I don't think so. That's why all of the podcasts have Instagram accounts, so listeners can
Ah,
write
okay.
in.
Please listen to this podcast, and we will be soon here with a second episode, I think.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone, for your patience with us, with our first episode.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And let's.
And please stay in touch on Instagram. Okay, Sarah, it was nice to talk to you this Sunday evening about our addiction.
It was nice to listen to you.
And yeah, we will see you soon.
We will see each other soon, but the listeners
Yes.
will hear us soon.
Yeah, you will hear us soon. Thank you for listening again, and have a nice evening, day, or whatever.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bim, 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 bim.